The head of the International Monetary Fund has warned that all but a handful of the organization's 189 member states will suffer falling standards of living this year as a result of the worst global economic crisis since the 1930s. Kristalina Georgieva said the sudden onset of the COVID-19 pandemic meant the IMF's new forecasts for the world economy were going to be grim when released next week, and there's a risk that the impact could be even worse than currently expected. She says that more than 170 countries will suffer a reversal of living standards in 2020. Just 3 months ago, the IMF was predicting that the global economy would grow by 3.3% this year. But Georgieva said COVID-19 has disrupted our social and economic order at lightning speed and on a scale that we have not seen in living memory.
The IMF is calling it the Great Lockdown, which it predicts will be far worse than the global financial crisis of 2008 to 2009. Comparatively, during the global financial crisis, the world economy shrank by some 0.1%, while the IMF is predicting the spread of COVID-19 and the countermeasures against it will cost upwards of 3% of GDP. This makes the Great Lockdown the worst recession since the Great Depression and worse than the global financial crisis. The IMF says this rare disaster, which has resulted in a tragically large number of human lives being lost, has caused an economic collapse, the magnitude and speed of which is unlikely anything experienced in the lifetimes of any living individual. It says substantial uncertainty about its impact still remains and depends a lot on the epidemiology of the virus, the effectiveness of containment measures, and the development of therapeutics and vaccines. The Latin American and Caribbean regions alone are expected to contract by over 5%, while the United States is expected to shrink by 6%. The IMF says countries that rely on tourism, travel, hospitality, and entertainment for their growth will experience particularly large disruptions, more so in developing nations such as Jamaica. The fund says assuming the pandemic fades in the second half of 2020 and that policy actions taken around the world are effective in preventing widespread firm bankruptcies, extended job losses, and system-wide financial strains, it's projecting global growth in 2021 to rebound to 5.8%. But this recovery in 2021 is only partial, as the level of economic activity is projected to remain below what was projected for 2021 before the virus hit. The cumulative hit to the global GDP over the next 2 years from the pandemic is estimated to be approximately $9 trillion. This is greater than the combined economies of Japan and Germany, two of the world's leading economies. However, according to the IMF, that is only a baseline scenario. It says given the extreme uncertainty around the duration and intensity of the health crisis, more adverse scenarios are plausible. The fund says if the pandemic does not recede in the second half of this year, it will lead to longer durations of containment, worsening financial conditions, and further breakdowns of global supply chains. Under such cases, global GDP will fall even further by an additional 3% in 2020 for a staggering 6% of GDP, making it one of the single largest economic collapse in human history. And the IMF says if the pandemic continues into 2021, the global GDP may fall next year by an additional 8% compared to the baseline scenario. Comparatively, the Great Depression of the 1930s cost the world a combined GDP loss of 15%.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.